It's like an intruder that sneaks into your bedroom while you're sleeping, puts his hands around your neck, and chokes you until you fight to take your next breath. And then lets up, only to do it over and over. Sometimes more than 100 times every hour, every night. This is sleep apnea assaulting you. And if your partner told you again how bad your snoring was last night, know that snoring is sleep apnea's calling card, and this serious sleep disorder can end your life. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, and you have the power to stop these nightly assaults. Unlike most sleep centers, where a CPAP mask is your only option, Advent offers every effective snoring and sleep apnea treatment available. Some that are simple in-office procedures that will surprise you with their ease and relieve you with their effectiveness. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventKnows.com.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policy, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 cars for kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
Billy, grow a pair.
Whoa, Lauren, what are you suggesting?
Well, I'm saying that is what's on all girls' minds these days.
Wait, their minds are on my pair?
No, not your pair. All these beautiful pairs.
Are you saying that all pairs are beautiful?
No, most are not. But the natural diamond ones that glisten, sparkle, and say I do don't need words.
Oh, I see. You mean a beautiful pair of diamond earrings.
No, that's just guys buying themselves time. I'm talking about the most luscious, scintillating pairs you've ever seen.
Ooh, that's hot.
The solitaire pear-shaped diamond engagement ring says it all.
Whoa, engagement rings?
Yes, Billy. What were you thinking?
That at the Diamond Air in St. Charles, you will find all of these beautiful pairs, and you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Pompey with Mully and Haw on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Dan Pompey is one of the great men in football. His name is written in the Hall of Fame, and he joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, Dan.
Feel like $1 million, fellas. Good to be with you today.
It's great.
I got to tell you, I loved your story. One of my favorite coaches is Todd Bowles. I've always really liked him. I think he does a hell of a job. And I was so amused at that anecdote of him with the coach that was late after Cinco de Mayo, kind of just leaving all the trappings. I love stuff like that. I think that is – I think there's nothing like a guy coming into the office and there is all of a sudden, you know, some poncho hanging on the thing, and there's a taco on his desk, and just a reminder that he was late as opposed to going after the guy. Hilarious.
You know, what's funny about Todd Bowles, which I wrote about, was that, you know, his public persona as a head coach was as a very staid, unemotional guy. I think a lot of people compared him to Lovie Smith when he got the head coach job of the Jets. And he never really showed much personality. But the truth is, this guy's got a lot of personality. He's a practical joker, as you indicated with that anecdote. And he's a guy with a lot of depth to him. You know, he's an interesting man on a lot of different levels and a very accomplished man. Obviously, the Bears wanted to hire him to be their defensive coordinator after Vic Fangio left. And there was a long line. I think there were 9 teams that wanted to hire him as a defensive coordinator, which you rarely ever see something like that when a guy gets fired as a head coach. Normally, you know, he has to kind of rehab his image a little bit. But I think that speaks to his ability as a defensive coordinator, which was on display, of course, Sunday against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers in a wonderful performance by the Bucs defense.
And Dan, you know, the Packers getting beaten to the degree that they did by the Bucs might have been as big as the Bears winning down in Carolina. You look at the standings, and obviously the conversation around Chicago is, are the Bears legitimate at 5-1? And as you point out in The Athletic, in your conclusions, with the Bears defense going what you describe as next level, yeah, you can look at that way, but we've been talking about whether or not that's sustainable, whether or not you can win with a team that is predicated around defense and special teams. And it's a conversation that we've had many times before in Chicago.
Well, you know, if the Bears, they can't win solely on defense, obviously. They're going to need some other contributions. I think they're going to need a little bit more consistency from the offense. But, you know, the defense really has been playing lights out. And I think Adam Johns wrote something the other day about how comparing the defense to the 2018 defense, how, you know, a lot of the numbers are more impressive so far with this one. And I mean, that to me is especially impressive because they start out a little bit slow, which I think was understandable given, you know, the lack of offseason and lack of hitting and no preseason games and all that kind of thing. So I kind of wonder where this defense is going, you know, if it can continue to improve. All that being said, though, you know, it's still a team, and if they're going to be a team that really moves forward in the postseason, they're going to have plays from the offense and special teams as well.
This segment with Dan Pompey is brought to you by Culver's, cooked to order just for you. Welcome to Delicious. And Dan, I think the really interesting thing about the Bears and the way that they play defense is obviously it's at every level, right? So I think that you're seeing that defensive line is fantastic. You know, Roquan played a really good game the other day, and then you get to, I mean, Fuller is just hitting and making impact plays, and Eddie Jackson might be the best safety in the league. He's really doing a great job, and I think that the support players are all really good too, and everybody's kind of feeding off each other, and you're getting a lot of different contributions from, again, every level of the defense.
Yeah, you really are. I think you've got you know, a lot of good young players coming into their own, and you've got some veterans that are still on top of their games. You know, if Robert Quinn starts producing a little bit more, you know, that could really bode well. I think he's a guy who probably is still kind of feeling it out a little bit after the injury and, you know, and missing some time early. So, you know, think about it. If he starts performing like he did last year and everyone else keeps holding up their end of the bargain, you know, it could really be a special unit. I mean, you're even getting contributions from, you know, guys like DeAndre Carson Houston, you
right.
know, who has been buried on the bench. I mean, and Deion Bush before him, who was playing before he got hurt. So, you know, I think they've got some good depth, and Chuck Pagano is pushing a lot of the right buttons, and you know, it'll be interesting to see. Obviously, they're going to have some greater challenges ahead in this little stretch that they have now with some really good opponents, and they'll be tested. So it'll be good to watch them.
You know, Dan, everything's relative, and that's worth remembering as we continue to pick apart the Bears and what's wrong with them here and what's wrong with them there. you look at the NFC, and I don't know if elite applies to any team in the NFC. Who do you have as the best team in the NFC right now?
Seattle. You know, I think Seattle.
Even with
really
their defense.
Yeah, I think you know, I think their offense can overcome a lot, and I believe that I believe their defense is good enough. I mean, you know, I guess we could talk about how do you define elite, you know, but I think they're the best team in the NFC, put it that way. You know, are they one of the greatest teams we've ever seen? Well, probably not, but you know, I think that quarterback obviously is playing at such a high level, a higher level than he's ever played at before. And he's got some really good weapons around him, probably better weapons than he's ever had, maybe. And, you know, they're a team that I think is probably going to be there at the end of January unless something happens to them that's kind of unforeseen. So, you know, if the Bears want to get to where they want to get, they're going to have to probably get past a team like Seattle.
Yeah, you know, we look around the league and we see other teams that that aren't what you thought they were. And I understand that the NFC East has been a train wreck of a division all year long. But what's going on in Dallas, and how much is this falling apart? And Mike McCarthy is struggling when you've got players. And again, that's Dallas, right? You got players kind of bad mouthing him privately. To reporters, that creates all sorts of unrest. And, you know, again, you can argue about whether or not people should be doing that. But the fact is that when you're not winning, things are pretty ugly.
Yeah, it's been an ugly start to the season there. And, you know, it's difficult to envision it getting much better. Now, you talk about a bad defense. You know, that is a team that's giving up yards on a historical pace. And, of course, you've got arguably their best player out for the season, Dak Prescott, and, you know, a guy who's a leader in the heart and soul of their team. So it's a tough situation for Mike McCarthy. I mean, I think, you know, you almost have to kind of write this year off for them now and, you know, see what they can do coming back next year. I mean, it's interesting, too, that, you know, he's not even calling the plays, and that's kind of what his mark was in Green Bay. Was, you know, that's why he got the job. That's what he did before he was in Green Bay. And it's always was kind of his calling card, was being that guy who was in charge of the offense completely. And he's not now. I don't know that it would matter whoever is in charge of the offense, because, you know, they have had so many issues. But, you know, they still have some talented, very talented players out there, obviously. You know, with the rookie wide receiver is producing, you know, some really big numbers. And, of course, Zeke and, you know, so the offensive line is still good, even though they've been beat up and they're missing some pieces. So, you know, I wouldn't say that that's a team that you could completely write off. But they're a team that's had a lot of problems.
Dan, have to ask you about the Dolphins making the big move down in Miami. They've got an off week, and you know, they're at 500 and they're in second place, and they have a lot to play for yet this season. It's not been written off, and Ryan Fitzpatrick has been playing pretty well at the quarterback position. But they go to Tua. They go to the rookie, and they're going to develop him. They're going to start him, and they're going to ride him as far as he will take him. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think it's a really gutsy move, you know, because Fitzpatrick has been playing so well. Of course, I think it says two things. First of all, it says that they really have a lot of confidence in Tua, and they like where he's at. They have seen things in practice from him and in meetings from him that lead them to believe that he is ready to win in this league now. And I think it also says that they like the team around him, and they believe that they could support him to the extent that he's not going to have to go out there and win games single-handedly. And I think the third thing it says is they have some doubts about Ryan Fitzpatrick, because as well as he's performed, you know, he's got a history of a guy who plays well early in the season and doesn't always sustain it, or, you know, isn't able to put 16 games together for whatever reason. So, you know, I think that's what's happening there. But it certainly is a big gamble. And, of course, they can go back to Fitzpatrick if they feel they need to. But, you know, they're in a position there where they can make some hay this season. And, you know, that's a winnable division. So we'll see where it goes.
Great stuff, Dan. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
That's Dan Pompey. Always a joy to talk to Dan. You can read him at The Athletic, and his Todd Bowles story is really fun. It's just one of those great reads that Dan does.
Really good stuff. Yeah, he's been producing really good stuff this season. And I love the Tua story. I love the idea. Now a third rookie quarterback is getting a chance to lead his team with, you saw the success Herbert has had. You saw the success that Joe Burrow's having. Maybe Tua. Maybe him too.
We're missing someone. Shouldn't there be more? We're going to bring in Dan Bernstein, and we'll talk to Dan. And Layla's with him. Oh, fantastic. We get
Layla Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I voted yesterday, so I'm all out of whack. I thought it was in November, and it's October. The whole thing's confusing. We'll talk to those guys next. Mullion Hall on the Score.
Don't miss a Bears Wednesday instant replay on the Score, where we replay the previous Bears game in its entirety starting at 8 p.m.
Throws middle of the end zone. In tight coverage. Caught for the touchdown. Cole Kmet.
Listen in as Joniak and Thayer bring you all the action of a Bears Wednesday instant replay. Heard right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hey, it's David Wexler, formerly with the Little Guys, now with EOC Audio. Established in 2007, EOC is Chicagoland's trusted leader in home audio, video, automation, networks, and home theaters. Today, I want to talk about something that almost everyone is relying on more than ever, and that's your home network. In today's world, with everyone being at home, life has created a demand on your home network like never before. With you working and the kids learning at home, gaming and streaming Netflix, you just can't get by with boosters and Band-Aids. At EOC Audio, we'll plan and expertly install the most robust networks possible to properly manage the flow of all of your audio and visual data needs. A real network. Router, switch, wireless access points, all set up properly so it is secure and maximizes the speed available. That means no more dropped Zoom meetings, movies that don't buffer, and families that don't fight, at least over their network. Imagine great Wi-Fi throughout the house. Check us out at EOCAudio.com. That's EOCAudio.com, or give us a call, 630-386-6266.
This segment is brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro PowerMax snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now and get up to $100 off on select Toro PowerMax snowblowers and see your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
Oh.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington. Love the deal.
As the key ingredient for everything from stir fries and satays to spaghetti sauces and stroganoffs, chicken truly is an international favorite. Now, your local Jewel Osco is taking it to the next level with their all-new, all-natural O-Organics chicken. It's humanely raised on the free range, and this vegetarian-fed chicken adds a special flair to any food affair. Whether it's an exotic Asian dish or a savory American-style stew, try O Organics chicken with any recipe. It's all fresh to your family from Jewel Osco.
This is what 65,000 square feet sounds like. Pretty big, huh? And right now, pretty empty. But display over 50 different furniture manufacturers, electronics, appliances, flooring, and one of the largest selections of area rugs you'll find. And now you can see what 5-star furniture is really like. And if you're looking for Tempur-Pedic, the newly expanded 5-star is the place. It's the area's most unique furniture gallery. 5-star Furniture, the unique new way to buy furniture in Oak Lawn, Chicago, Arlington Heights, and Bridgeview.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Wanna bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games, with up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet, the best places to place your bets in the Chicagoland area. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh